You know, one day recently, God was looking down upon earth, and he saw all kinds of evil going on. So he decided to send a couple of his angels to check it out and report back to him. And so when the angels came back, they said, well, you know, Lord, 95% of the people down there do not obey your will, and only 5% do. So God decided that he was going to send an email to the 5% that were good and encourage them. Well, do you know what was in that email? You didn't get it either? Oh, well. Well, today we come here together to this place to begin Lent, to begin a journey of going into the depths, of going deeper, of living deeply. And Jesus wants to lead us on that journey because he's the one who promised that he has come to bring us life to the full. But in our hectic and harried existence, sometimes we may feel like we're just living life on the surface. And Jesus addresses this kind of surface behavior in particular religious practices that go only skin deep. But you see, Jesus wants so much more for us than just a skin deep experience. Do you know, maybe that's why religion is irrelevant to so many people, and maybe even to some of us, when it just becomes something that is done out of habit, or something we do because it's expected of us, never going any deeper than just attending Mass every Sunday. Now, don't get me wrong. Mass is an intensely deep experience by its nature. But it can be, for us, a deep river of which we're only floating on the surface. And so Lent calls us to take our faith more seriously and to plunge into the deeps where God is. So let's look at these three important good works that Jesus talks about today that he takes from his Jewish tradition, which have become important spiritual disciplines in our Christian tradition, namely prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. You see, prayer can be just a surface thing for us. You know, mindlessly reciting the Lord's Prayer when we come to Mass, or rattling off other recited prayers or prayers that somebody else wrote that we read. But Jesus says that when we pray, we should go to our private room, shut ourselves in, and pray to our Father who is in that secret place. Now, Jesus here is talking about the house of our person and that deepest, most interior part of us in which God dwells in hiddenness. And the good news is that each one of us, the good news, can know God intimately if we take the time to go into that deepest part of ourselves and discover God dwelling there in hiddenness. If we take the time to go below the surface, it's up to us. But that's what Lent calls us to. It calls us to that, something accessible to all of us. Almsgiving can also be something that is a surface thing. You know, thoughtlessly throwing money at the poor out of guilt or obligation or because it's the right thing to do. But you know, the Greek word that is translated as alms in our gospel today is something much deeper and broader than giving money or gifts. It is best translated as mercy-mindedness. You see, when we really do go to that deepest, most interior part of ourselves, where God dwells in hiddenness, when we come to know this God intimately, this God whom the prophet Joel in our first reading reveals as compassionate, then we begin to have communion with Him, and that mercy and compassion that is God will begin to flow effortlessly from us, not only in the sharing of our material resources, but in our attitudes and in all of our relationships. That mercy-mindedness, something that comes from very deep within us where God is. Fasting can also be something that is on the surface. When we fast, not even with the intention of going deeper with God, but rather just as an exercise for self-improvement or self-discipline with the emphasis on self. But what fasting is meant to be is something that releases us from all those material attachments, not just food, but any material attachment that gets in the way of knowing God intimately, that distracts us from discovering the God dwelling in hiddenness within us. Fasting, you might say, is kind of a spring cleaning of our interior life, of all that clutter that is there, in joyful preparation for God's Spirit to come and dwell within us. And so this Lent, let us leave behind the half-life of living on the surface and dive in and go deep to that full life in communion with the source of all life, that hidden spring within us. Amen.
Amen.